Oliver Township.
Mm-hmm. So they looked up his address to make sure it was okay.
Planning
zoning did.
Gave that.
Okay. It's in Hollister, Clevenger. I think I'm pretty sure that's right. Thank you.
I was just going on the email when you only had attendance, you know, 48, unless you had a good, you know, reason ahead and everything. It just puts the board in jeopardy of not being able. I was here one time when there was people that had came and everything, and they didn't have a form to conduct it. And and it's for how, what's the term in it, sir?
A four-year term.
Beginning January of 17 through?
Yes.
That through 21? Through January 21?
20, maybe.
20.
20. Wouldn't it be 20? 17 through.
Be the 12/31 of 21.
12/31 of 16.
It'd be 1/1 of 17 to, well, today's the 9th, so unless you want to, you can appoint them back, but there's no point in doing it.
Yeah,
so it'd be
right.
1/9 of 17 to 12/31 of 21. So you guys want to hold off on that and talk to the existing board member, or do you want to put a new one on? And, I mean, I've talked to him, but if you guys want to talk to him, you can, or it's whatever you guys want to do. He has concerns about the because I asked him about
it. Yes. It is a big issue, and I understand it. It's in court, and so it's being changed in some states. It's going to be an issue. And
well, same as, but he just feels like they're. He's got concerns, and he says he's willing to serve, but he wants to. So I don't know if you guys want to talk to him first, or if you want to appoint.
I'd be willing to speak with him first. Is he not in agreement with the legal decision that was given?
I just need to talk to him.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that's the case. I think he's just...
I'm sorry, what?
That's not the case. I think you just need to talk to him.
Okay.
So we can put that on in a week or so, because we still have... That board, we have a quorum on pretty easy, because it's a seven-member board. Is that right, Randy? Do you know? He listens to him. It's okay.
Table.
Yeah, I didn't realize we do have a member of the planning board here now.
He's still not listening to us, though.
Are you not listening to us?
I'm talking about you, Randy. We've been waiting for you to come up. You're next. We were talking about board members on the plan and zoning, and you're out there. No, you're not.
He is out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see, we have Transportation Advisory Board. I think we talked about the redrawing. Here's the map.
Okay. That's something Randy probably does need to have a say on. Existing districts, yeah. Randy, do you want to? Do you remember the history on this as to why they're drawn, how they were drawn?
Yeah,
said, do you remember the history as to why they were drawn the way they were drawn?
Basically, the department was population-wise, and districts became different districts fair, so the rural area could compete with these areas here, basically as far as projects. And I think the odd number of members, so there wasn't kind of ties in there, but I think one area we've been lacking a member.
And just to let you know, Patsy has got the census data.
Okay.
And if you want to go by population, she can break it. She helped us with the commission districts. Okay. And she can break it into areas showing you populations and everything.
I'm trying to remember, what was the concerns? Because, again, I wasn't... Whenever it was three prior commissions ago, what were the concerns as to the way they are drawn now? Do you guys know?
Well, I didn't have a concern how they're drawn now, except that some of the members represent more population than others, and they were trying to make it as fair as they could population-wise for however many members were representing. And then each member bring a certain number of projects, so they'd all had the same number of projects, and then they went through the consensus on how to rate them all so you could get a fair rating amongst the whole county. Otherwise, you would get higher priority always in this end than you would here. So the rating played into it too.
And that's the rating system that
that's the raises that we were currently copying. So, and they split them into large, medium, and small projects where everybody had a fair shake in different projects throughout the county.
What district do we not have somebody in? Is it?
I believe it was seven. Seven. I know Rick Sittenfuss, I think he's got this district, and then David Miller has it.
Is he representing that district as?
Newman has got five. I think that's David Miller's and then Rick Sittenfuss. I think it was that district there.
Do you either you have any applicants from here?
No, we haven't.
I know these were covered.
Oh, that's right.
Well, if the way you explain it, then the population isn't important. Most of the populations they have, like on commissioners or legislators, it's for the voters. But if you're saying that they give the criteria, let each district put forth a project to consider to make it even.
But each member represented about the same number as far as population wise. It's kind of the reason they use the census.
That's the best way to go with the census data.
Right. So I'd say it's probably still going to be pretty accurate as to.
I would say the population is growing. For instance, probably going higher than any other area. Then Hollister would be.
As I say, I don't know.
We really need someone there, don't we?
Yeah. So we need to. The transportation board probably needs to actively pursue somebody in that district. What is the? Is it based off of where you live, or is it based off of who you represent, like Mr. Sittenfuss, the city hall?
Basically, it's pretty much where you live, because I'm pretty much in that district.
Because he lives over here.
Then it would be this one we're short on.
I don't know.
But I know we have said
that's what I was asking.
We've been lacking.
That's what I was asking. But based on where he lives, or you know, because there's some things that if you own a business or whatever within, or represent something within the district, then you can.
Well, I know he represents that area well.
Right.
And I don't know what the bylaws are. Do you?
When's your guys' next board meeting, do you know?
February.
Do you have a bylaw?
They postponed one in December, and we've been going every other month, so maybe February.
Okay.
Do you have the bylaws, Randy? Do you have a copy?
There's probably a set upstairs, too.
Yeah, we'll have upstairs.
I don't know if it needs someone from which.
I was thinking that we've been told it needed to be redrawn, and that was kind of up to the board was wanting it redrawn, but you're saying not necessarily?
Well, that may be a question to propose to him. See what
okay.
Next on the agenda, library board update, yes.
That's me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing us to be here today. I'm sure everybody knows my name's Robert Jackson. I am a member of the library board as appointed by you, the commissioners. Also here is the chairman of the board, Roxanne Young. Our mission today is to have the commissioners place before the voters on the April ballot the question of library 10-cent levy. And it's been several years since we've taken this to the voters, and we've had this for quite some time, and we need direction, and I'm sure up or down the voters will give us direction. We've asked two times before to have it placed on the ballot, and it's been denied for legitimate reasons, but we think it's time. Maybe the third time will be the charm. We could get this placed on the ballot. I'm open for any questions if you like.
When it was voted down in the past, correct?
It was
when it was actually on the ballot.
And I don't know exactly how many years ago that was for.
Do you remember what the amount was asked for that time?
15 cents, and that's been reduced to 10 cents, which is as low as we can go because anything less than the state will not honor. If they have any money available, you know, as grants, if you don't have a 10-cent levy, they won't even look at you.
Okay.
So we can't really go any lower than that and make any sense of it. And it's the same as Stone County's levy at this time. And I have talked to Stone County, and they're doing fairly well. You know, they seem to be happy with what they have. And they have three library buildings. And they're kind of north and south county, where we're east and west. So they have one in north, one in Galena in the middle, and one in Blue Eye. And we're looking at, you know, having three. Possibly three or four. We don't know. It depends on how the funds supply us, you know. But we certainly need something in the east.
Do you have any statistics on the usage of the library now with the internet and everything that's going on?
Yes.
With?
Well, there are statistics here. That the current libraries have had over the past 12 months, and they've had, and this is in our brochure, that they've had checked out over 50,000 items, had over 5,000 people visit their locations, and of course they've had several children, you know, participate in the summer programs, and of course they also provide internet, and they've had over 7,000 uses of that, and that's within the past 12 months. So there is still usage of the library. We're kind of unique in that we don't have, we haven't been a library for the past 50 years, and we don't have all the inventory that they carry. And I don't know that we would ever have that amount of inventory now with the internet like it is. And a library may consist more of a computer research center, you know, where people can come and use the internet. There's a percentage of people that don't have internet, and there is, and people that do have internet, especially on their cell phones, that's usage. You get so much